Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, sports, to the Max Twin Seattle Game 2 tonight in what I call the Emerald City, right here on WCCO. Joining us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Manny Lagos from Minnesota United, to talk about a big announcement that was made today as it pertains to the league. But first, I want to talk to you about this, Manny. You know, everybody today, because of the way this came together, started talking about weather and excessive heat, because we had the state lacrosse, state baseball, state golf all going on. High school football practice was in play today for schools that want to exercise their option in the summertime, etc. You have played in a lot of very hot circumstances in your career. What have you learned about playing in the heat, and what tips do you give people that want to be active in the heat?
Well, I think, I think it's a part of our climate that it's going to get hot, and you have to kind of think about, very similar when in the middle of the winter, when it gets cold, how are you going to prepare to stay warm? I think it's the same thing about how you're going to stay prepared to stay cool and really think about pre, post, and during. And, you know, I always felt like the coaches and teams I was around on the amateur level were very good at making sure you were the hydration, but also even the cooling towels even before you went out. And then training, I always believe that you should train hard and really push yourself, but then you can maybe lessen the length of time that you're exposed to the heat. And during it, obviously hydrate, and obviously even try to cool off. And then certainly after you're done, you know, they're much better than my pay grade when I played. The regeneration of everything, whether it's you're recovering to play again or you're recovering your body, eating or sleeping, but even more cognizant of thinking about recovering from how hot you got and how you have to cool down, and you have to find, you know, a cool place to really have your body regenerate from what it went through.
You know, you're using terms like you regenerate. We never talked about stuff like that. Back in the day, it was go home, have a glass of water, get a good night's sleep. But isn't that what, the extent that you go to at your training facility to make sure that the right things are going into their body based on the climate, based on what they went through, based on their workout, is incredibly scientific, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, at this level, you know, they have, you know, the GPS, they track all of their outputs, how much they're running, how fast they're running, how much they weighed when they started training, how much they weigh when they're done with training. You know, that stuff's all monitored. So it's really kind of helps them, guide them to make sure they're keeping healthy, you know, ultimately, and trying to get stronger. And again, I think it's a balance, and it's a really serious balance, but you somewhat have to kind of learn to play a little bit in the heat, but you also have to learn how to manage it and make sure you're not do anything to put yourself in danger.
Now, the big announcement I mentioned, this is significant for the MLS and beyond. Apple TV has stepped up, correct?
Yes. It was a big day. You know, congratulations to MLS and the commissioner and our mothership. A 10-year deal with Apple TV to be the exclusive TV service for the league. And, you know, I think it's really cool. You know, we're going through this big growth curve now with the World Cup coming to the U.S. in 2026. You know, with the majority of the teams in the league owning and running their own stadiums, brand new Soccer Pacific. And I think the next component is the growth of the, whatever the TV model of the future is. And I think this seems like a model that will really suit MLS, the goals, and where we want to try to build and grow revenue.
What does this mean for each team?
I think the biggest thing for me is it centralizes everything for every team in terms of, particularly on a Wednesday night, you want to watch any MLS team, you can watch it. You want to watch the wraparound show because that'll be going on where you could just see all the teams or see all the goals that night, or on a Saturday night, you want to make sure you're watching Minnesota United. You know where to go. It's consistent. And obviously, you're talking about one of the strongest brands in the world that really will be a great partner for us in the future in terms of really promoting and elevating not only you know, access to people all around the world watching our games, but also elevating, you know, the game itself, you know, how we show it and how we present it.
The Minnesota United, you had played a friendly the other night. First of all, what's the definition of a friendly game? Somebody asked me that the other day, and I said, I'm going to get somebody on that can explain it better than I.
Yeah, it's you know, we obviously are part of this big global world of soccer and tons of teams and different countries. And, you know, a friendly is something that's not your league game, so it doesn't count for points in the league. But it's a game that, you know, you like to play against kind of unique opponents that you never get to play against because it's a big fishbowl out there. So
and how do you select the teams you play? I mean, you make sure that it's someone that's competitive, basically?
Yeah, but we also, it's so cool. So there's so many different reasons. In fact, you know, this one was, you know, we have a relationship with Bundesliga, the league, and they really love coming here in their off season to have teams come here and do tours here and just to start to build their own Bundesliga brand in the U.S. because obviously the TV market here for watching soccer in Europe is getting bigger, which brings me to our next friendly, which I think is even cooler, is on July 20th. We play Everton, one of the bigger Premier League clubs in the world, sure. And they barely stayed up this year. And our head coach used to play for them when probably their best years as a club, in the history of their club in the mid-80s. So that'll be an awesome friendly. And those are just really cool. You know, you got the Minnesota United brand playing a Premier League team like Everton. It's just one of those things where the other night was really special. 4-3 game, wide open. You know, both teams really attacked and went at it, and I think the crowd had a great time.
I think that people know that the United has been trying to score more goals, get more offensive. They hit a slump, all those things. Okay, I understand that when it comes to, you know, football, basketball, and baseball, how people try to generate offense when they're not scoring. What do you do in soccer when you try to generate offense if you're not scoring? What is the first thing that you try to do to create opportunities?
I think first of all, it's really nice to have a friendly where you can just remind yourself to relax and play, and that if you play well and you're good on both sides of the ball and you're balanced, goals usually come. But if they don't, I think in soccer, and I'm sure it's similar in other sports where it's a little bit more lower scoring like hockey, you just got to find a way. You got to find a way to figure out how to score goals when you're not, and make sure you're not giving up goals. So you got to make sure you're good defensively, because you know you can walk up the field that night, that you're not going to lose a game if you don't get scored on. And then there's tons of ways to score. You can score from set pieces. You can score from the run of play. You can score from just stealing the ball and taking it in and scoring. You can score from a penalty kick, a draw and a foul somewhere at the top of the box. So I think really for us, it's really making sure that we're honest about it. We've struggled offensively, and we haven't had the right flow, and it really puts stress on us. Our defense later in games, and I think we lost a couple close games. And, you know, the one good thing is we've been very good defensively. We're at top of the league in terms of goals against. And I think that just bodes well for us as we start to really come out of this slump and the guys start to relax and find different ways to find the back of the net.
Does Reynoso put too much pressure on himself sometimes?
Yeah, I think he does. You know, I think there's one of the coolest things about Reynoso, and if you ever get a chance and you go see him live, the guy is unbelievable. He's got his touch is unbelievable. It's like an amazing curveball in baseball, where it's just like, where did that come from? And I think sometimes you find yourself trying to go through the ball through him too much, and I think teams can kind of understand that and double team him and become a little bit predictable. So one of the big things we got to do is continue to use him in the right way and get him to kind of find the spots higher up the field where he can be dangerous. And then also have our guys excited to get forward. You know, one of the tough things when you're playing well defensively, if you miss the chance or you mess up the chance offensively, you're exposed the other way of the field. So you got to really run back. And then you're having guys who are a little bit nervous to go forward. And again, we've got to figure out that balance of getting guys excited to get forward, to get runs in the box, to start creating chances. And again, a little bit like hockey, the term of crashing the net. It's the same thing. We got to get numbers in the box. We got to make things happen. We got to make put pressure on the other team a little bit more.
You know, somebody said a couple of weeks ago, they said, oh, social media is, they're on Adrian Heath and they're calling him into question, all these things. This is the media person in me. I go, well, that's a really positive step for the Minnesota United. They said, what do you mean? I said, that means they've evolved past, hey, we're just entertained in Allianz and we're vested in this team. Do you read it that way when you work for a team or not?
I do. I mean, listen, you know, I think, I don't know if it's in your space, it's there, but I remember when I was playing in Spain, they always called, they said, good press or bad press. It means that there's press and you're relevant. And
yeah, so I think it makes you relevant.
You know, I and I do think, you know, the storylines of our games and the week leading up to it, and frankly, the stress that we know we have to put a good product on if you continue to have these sellouts and have people have a great experience. And, you know, there is a lot of pressure because there's tons of fans that want to sing Wonderwall at the end of the game now.
Yeah, that's why they're there, some of them, right? They can't wait.
Yeah, and you know pro sports, it's hard to win games. You know, every other team, every other owner, every other business in your league wants to do the same. So I like it. I embrace it. I think the adversity even that we're going through right now, I believe this group will learn from and we're going to grow. And, you know, I think every season's a story. And the cool thing is, like, the last couple of years, you know, we've really built into the kind of team we were, and we've made the playoffs 3 years in a row. I think this is just hopefully a good space for us and spell for us to kind of build into the second half of the season and really show that we're still moving forward to be one of the upper echelon teams at MLS.
Manny Lagos, always good to visit with you. Stay cool tonight.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate it, Mike.
You bet. Manny Lagos from Minnesota United. Another friendly coming up. And
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.